What is happening in the terms of electronic eavesdropping on people, electronic harassment of people, trying to harm people with electronics? I mean, we have these non-lethal weapons, mind control weapons. What's happening in that arena?
Well, this is where the cell system comes in. We have a tremendous amount of energies. When we go to a location where people are suffering these symptoms that we're talking about, you know, one of the first things we have to do is get the people off the metal beds. Most people sleep on beds that have springs. And once again, a typical bed, 7 foot by 4 foot across, if you consider all those springs in there, it's like laying on an antenna that would be on a battleship. So that people are getting hit with directed energy, we got to get them on foam mattresses and then get rid of all the metal in the framing.
Well, in that case, I have to talk about the Select Comfort bed, which is air.
Good.
You can't beat that.
Okay. Yeah, so we just got to get them off the metal. That's the first thing. Then, as I had mentioned last time, we are actually using shielded rooms. We have rooms that are professional rooms that are actually made by the military, and they're used to either test electronics or have secret meetings in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we put people that are hearing voices and having this voice problem, we put them in these rooms, we're noticing that the voices that they have in their heads don't go away right away. But if they stay in the room long enough over a period of days, apparently the voice phenomenon is somewhat of a download, because the voices that they have tend to repeat themselves and they don't really update themselves to new information that would be repeated in the voice structure. This is kind of a complicated concept, but we're noticing that when we shield people up, the symptoms don't go away right away, but eventually over a period of days, the voices diminish themselves, which proves that they are, some of them, coming from directed energy sources.
Was it you who told me a year ago that some hotels are shielding to stop you from using your cell phone in a room because they want you to use their phone where they get these exorbitant prices for long distance or phone calls?
No, it was not me, but that would require having cell jammers, and of course the FCC frowns on cell jammers. But, you know, the whole thing about the cell system, everywhere you look, you got these towers coming up, and as you run the systems that we run, these complex spectrum analyzers, our neighborhoods are getting saturated with microwave energy, and a lot of it has carriers and signals on it that we have no idea what they're doing to our neurological status.
The computer did this to us, didn't it?
Well, microchips, you know, we get back to that microchip. As the chips get more complicated, so does the surveillance. And, of course, the potential for mind control devices as well. So dream insertion and subliminals and biocoding, all these technologies, some of the latest things that have been out in the field in terms of the victims for the past year.